Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When the Philadelphia Orchestra and Opera Philadelphia performed Strauss's Salome, I talked with bass baritone Alan Held about his character, someone with strong convictions who loses his head.
How do you inhabit this role? How do you approach it?
Well, fortunately, I have sung this role a lot, but I'm trying to think back to almost 20 years ago when I sang it for the first time. Actually, that was a concert performance, more so than what this production is here, which is really fully staged. But I come at the role from the biblical side, more than the Oscar Wilde play, because Yochanan is a pretty straightforward character. Many of the lines that I sing are biblical. So playing the role of John the Baptist, a historical figure that we know more about than, say, you actually do about Salome, who you don't get much of in the Bible, it's kind of nice to just delve into that prophetic, biblical side.
And does the music help you express?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Strauss wrote so well for baritones in general. And in this opera, all of the music for Yochanan is these wonderful horn passages. It's very majestic. It's very full. It's very round. And, that's the music is generally that way for all the time Yochanan is in the cistern, in his prison cell. But when he comes on stage, it's much more violent. It's much more angular music. And you just kind of have to ride your voice along the top of it because Strauss did all the work for you.
You recently performed this in Munich, is that right?
Yes, I've done three different time periods in Munich on this opera, on this production. I've sung this opera all over the place. Vienna, I go back to Vienna, do it again for the third time coming up this fall. Chicago, Washington, I forget where all the places, in Japan, Baden-Baden, Germany, many, many times.
So how does each performance affect the next one, or does it?
It absolutely does. I can look in my score at the markings that I write, what has worked through these 20 years of singing this role, and I've tried to build upon that. Vocally, though, you try to sing things fairly much the same way. It's dramatically because every production is so completely different that you have to, really say, well, gee, I'm going to be climbing a ladder here, or gee, I'm going to be throwing down here, or this. You have to make sure your body is in a position that you can still sing the way that you've learned after doing it so many times.
What are the biggest differences when you go to a new production?
Well, the biggest difference is whoever the conductor is going to be, because conductors have different tempi, they have different ideas, the way they want it interpreted. They may treat the orchestra a little differently. And then, of course, we have the many different productions where your costume may be different, your wig is different, the way you're told to move here or there, and then you have to be adjusting to new colleagues all the time as well. Some may like to sing a line a certain way, and you get used to that, and then all of a sudden, well, the next artist does it a different way, and you want to make sure that you can blend what you're bringing to it into whatever they want to do as well. So you have a cohesive production.
Verizon Hall looks very different from the way it usually does. This is not really a concert version, as you mentioned. This is a staged version of the opera above the orchestra.
Absolutely. And what I like about this, it's funny because we do our rehearsals and we don't know what it's going to look like until we actually get in the hall. And after where my head is cut off, I was able to go out into the audience the other day in rehearsal and look at this, and I was so impressed the way they have done this. And what is really nice for me, Yochanan is usually sings, well, two-thirds of his role off stage. You never see him. He's hidden. Oftentimes I'm on a microphone a long way from the stage. Sometimes I'm in a room away from the stage. It's incredible. But in this production, I'm actually seen for all of these times that I'm in the prison, which is it's exciting for me. And it's also acoustically so much better for me, too. So the way they have set this up is the best solution that I've ever had in doing this role.
That's terrific. And since you brought it up, when you do lose your head, you've participated backstage in creating a very realistic-looking prop, I understand.
Yes, this prop, my head, I have heads all over the world, actually, because I've been singing this opera so many times. And everywhere you go, they want to make a different way to produce a head. Well, obviously, we didn't have enough time here, since this was a concert performance originally, to put it all together. And I just came in from one place, and singers come over, over from everywhere else. And they decided to call up to Toronto, where I sang the opera last spring, and brought down my head from Toronto. So, the process of making these heads is extensive. And it takes a while to do, but they put all of this plaster and goo and rubberized material and silicone and all this stuff over your face completely. Sometimes they'll give you little straws to put up your nostrils so you can still breathe. It's very claustrophobic. And you sit there after it's been all put on. You sit there for about 45 minutes as it's, you know, congeals and becomes solid. And then they try peeling it off. And then they have a mold that they can pour all the stuff in to make the head. So.
Wow, I've heard people talking about it backstage.
Well, what's kind of nice in this one, we're not using too much stage blood, but sometimes there's all this blood that drains out of the head and all this thing. That's why this opera is so shocking, and I think it's a little tamer for the setting, which I appreciate. I don't want to lose any more blood than I have to.
Could we talk about your character for a second? Because your character is so strong in resisting Salome, but is there a moment where he wavers?
He's tempted in this production. I don't think that Strauss really put that into the score or that Oscar Wilde hasn't, but it certainly is possible with all the tempting that she, you know, tries to entice Johanna on. It's something that we've kind of worked into this, and he tells her to go away, to go away, to go away. And after this wonderful aria that Johanna Ann has, where he's inviting her to go to the Jordan River and to meet with Christ and to see his followers and all this and go and confess her sins, she pulls him closer and closer and closer. And I'm justifying it in my mind that Johanna Ann is still saying no, 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 but it's getting closer. And finally, he resolves that he is going to curse her and go away. And he realizes what a temptation and a horrible temptation she is for him.
Well, it's a very interesting character.
Oh, absolutely. All of the characters are very interesting in this piece, even down to the roles of the five Jews. There are real personalities. It's fun to... It's very much a dialogue opera, too, because we're speaking back and forth to each other. No one goes off on their own aria by themselves like you would have in a Mozart opera or a Verdi opera. It is all very much interactive until Salome has her scene at the end, her long extended scene. But even then, she is still singing to somebody. She is singing to Johanna Hans Head, which is a real character as well.
What drew you to this repertoire?
Wow. I've always had a big mouth. No, I was shooting toward the Helden baritone repertoire from a very early age. It's where my voice was. I did sing Mozart. I did all the repertoire that you think of, Puccini and all this. But very early on, I was put into the Wagner wing, so to speak, at the Metropolitan Opera, and started studying the great operas of Wagner and Strauss and these heavier roles. And it just fits my voice, you know, where I breathe. So maybe the repertoire chose me more than I chose it. But I have to say, I love the entire Wagnerian concept of Gesamtkunstwerk, where the total art form comes together, and no other composer really had it before he did. And that enticed me at a very early age. I love theater. I love every aspect of the theater, of production, and I find that more in these operas than I do any other.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.